Hello.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Waiting for the bus. It's a long wait.
Waiting for the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just got off work. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So
how far is home?
Depends when the bus comes, because there's a long, long line, when I tell you.
Ah, that sucks.
Yeah, and the traffic is real, though. So I'm just being patient.
Oh, can't do much about it either.
Yeah.
So, is this a good time, or, like, you can talk when you get home as well. It's not a big problem.
Well,
it depends on you.
We could try.
You be in a comfortable place when you're talking about this.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That's why I was waiting for your phone call this morning.
Ah.
Yeah, it works for me. The time that you said, 12:30.
Huh.
12:30? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That works better for me.
12:30.
Because as soon as I get home, I got to attend the kids and everything.
Ah, yeah. That is also...
Yep. Because as soon as I get home, cooking and all the goody stuff.
Yeah. You can talk during cooking, though. Right?
Let me see.
Let's discuss this today at this time. And we'll plan out the next one properly.
Okay, no problem.
Good. So, back to our original conversation. It's going to be about Chapter 1. So tell me about your early years in detail, your family, your school, what happened, any major events.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, everything started like when I was like 7,
mm-hmm.
you could say. My parents got stuck at in their country because my father had a situation, and I had to stop going to school, so I missed second grade.
I see.
Yeah. Like, he had a situation over there that, you know, we wasn't allowed to know because we were still kids.
Which country?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was very chaotic.
So that was... Oh, I see. I see. I know
mm-hmm.
which timeline you're talking about now.
Yeah.
So you had to skip your second grade. So what happened after that?
Well, when I came back, because of my age,
mm-hmm.
they had to put me in third grade. So when I was in
third grade.
No, I skipped it because of my age.
I see.
Because I was born in January, so it's a whole, you know, in the 1970s, it was like crazy, you could say.
So, okay, and what happened due to that? Was you probably faced problems because you didn't complete second grade.
No, they told my mom, well, if she ends up going to third grade, we have to test her to see what is her capacities and see where she's staying, like math, reading, because even my English was not good. So they were trying to see which level they were going to put me at.
I see. And I guess he got approved for third grade?
Yep.
That's good. So what happened third grade?
Not really. Not really.
Why?
Because I missed 1 year, and they put me in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I had to repeat the third grade.
So why did you have to repeat the third grade?
No. Hold on. Let me go back. It wasn't the third grade. It was the fourth grade.
I'm still confused.
Yeah. What I meant to say was I went to third grade.
Mm-hmm.
I passed, and
mm-hmm.
I ended up going to fourth grade. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So fourth grade, I had to repeat.
Oh, so you weren't able to pass fourth grade.
Oh, I thought we were going to... Oh, God. Hold on. Let me put my message card back to the plane.
Mm-hmm.
How was that even happen?
Take it down.
I thought the bus... Yeah, I thought the bus was going to stop here, but not... Okay. So let me continue. So, yes, I ended up going to fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was the big issue. I still had to go to fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
but then I had to go to a smaller class.
What do you mean by smaller class?
Instead of being in a class with 25, 30 kids,
mm-hmm.
it had to be with 10, 12 kids.
Why is that?
Because I was having, what is that? Like literacy problems?
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically
so they were trying to
gap of English that you were having.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, my head was all over the place at that time.
So you said your parents got stuck there. Were you stuck with them at that time?
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you had to skip an entire year because you were stuck with them.
Yes, and my siblings too.
I see. How many siblings are you?
At that time, it was my sister and my brother.
And how are you, like, has that changed?
Yes.
So how many? 1986,
my brother was born.
1986.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're from?
No, I was born here in the Bronx.
No, I'm like, which year are you, for you from?
Oh, 1975.
75 and 86. 11 years.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
And
we got the
I
same birthday.
I can't. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's hard to believe. I can believe an 11-year gap because I've seen like, much larger gaps. I have a friend who has, like, his older brother and him, they're apart by 23 years. So,
oh, wow. Yeah.
He didn't
so
grow up
it
with
was
a
like,
brother. He had an uncle.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that was more crazy.
Yeah. So your four siblings at this time?
No, yes. Thank God. Four.
Nice. That's nice. At that time,
mm-hmm.
you were just three.
Yeah.
You had one sister and a brother. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you the eldest, the youngest?
I'm the oldest one.
You're the oldest one, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get back to fourth grade. What happened? You went to a class with less people, and how did that turn out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because of that, they at that time, the school system wasn't that great, you could say.
Ah.
So they was tossing me all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So nobody catered to your literacy issue at that time. They were just bouncing around in different classes.
Yeah, so in other words, they decided to put me in a smaller class.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, fourth grade. But I had to repeat it.
Oh, so you completed
so
fourth grade, and then you had to do fourth grade again.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first time when all of it happened, because you were being bounced around, you weren't actually able to perform.
Exactly.
I see.
Yeah.
So you passed fourth grade. You basically... You skipped 1 year... And then had to repeat another year. So I assume when you got to fifth grade, people were your age rather than you 1 year below you.
Yeah. It's like I was the oldest one. Yeah.
I see. So everything about, in a way, you return to the balanced life.
Oh,
but
yes.
In a bad way.
Yes, that is true.
So what happened in fifth grade?
Hold on. I'm getting inside the book, that's why. Hold on. Okay. So, in fifth grade, everything went good. I was still in a smaller class.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, everything was going up and down, my grades.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to keep me in the small class. At the same time, help me with my English, writing, yeah, everything.
So you started getting extra classes for English?
Yeah.
Man, did that help?
Well, yeah, because I finished all the way to, let's see, half of 10th grade, you could say?
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, yeah.
It started going better.
It started going better, but then at the same time, that's when my son came.
That's when
so
what
I had a withdrawal. My son came.
You're talking grade 5,
yeah.
Right?
Hmm?
Which grade are we talking about?
10th grade.
Are you saying 12? Or 10?
10.
Okay, so from 5th grade, when you had your extra English classes, after that everything started going smooth till you reached grade 10.
Yeah. Everything changed.
And everything changed. So since that starts in chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
any events in your life that occurred between that time? Like that's 4-5 years. Almost four. No, if we're talking till 9th grade, that's like 4 years. So you must have met a lot of people. You had to have some friends that you would want to talk about. Do you want to talk about your family?
No, at that time I was like more like secluded, all to
mm-hmm.
myself, because I didn't have nobody. I couldn't speak to my mom or dad because they were having issues of their own. And then my siblings, they were having their own issues. And me, I didn't have nobody. So I had to deal with a lot of conflicts, bullies.
I see. So
can
you elaborate on the issues that you had inside your family?
There was a lot of verbal, mental, physical abuse.
To just like your mom, or you guys as well?
All of us.
All of us.
Yeah.
Which is why you became very secluded in the first place.
Yes.
And what about your siblings? What were the issues that they were having?
Well, they didn't like to listen too much.
I see.
So everything they did, I got accused of.
So during that time where you were, I think you should be in grade 7, when your brother wrote. I think your brother, or is it a sister, the one in the youngest one? Is it the brother or sister?
Brother.
So I assume mm-hmm. he was born when you were in 7th grade, given the 11-year gap.
No. The little one. I was in fifth grade?
Fourth, fifth grade,
yeah. Something like that.
Ah, okay. So you were in fourth and fifth grade room. How was that for you? Like, you know, having a baby around.
I was happy. I was happy, you know, because it's like I was his second mommy.
What did you used to do for him?
I used to carry him. I used to give him his milk, help mommy around the house.
That's nice. And what did your dad used to do? Like, generally, what was his work? What did your mom used to do?
At that time, mommy had like 3-4 jobs.
Wow, your mom had 3-4 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
What about your dad?
My father would get jobs, but it wasn't enough. Because he was an alky.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's when the physical abuse came. Because I was the oldest, so I had to get hit with anything that he would find.
I see. So the frustration of all of that was usually on the shoulders of you and your mom.
Yeah.
That's harsh. So did anything change over the years? Did your father start, you know, working, or did anything happen?
Well, the physical abuse continued for a lot of years until I got to, 16?
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody scattered.
I see.
And mommy and my dad had a divorce. My brother was only 6 months.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot happened during the birth of you, like around the time you had your first child.
Yeah. I had to be attending my baby brother and my first son.
That must have been really tough.
Yes, it was. So I ended up dropping out of school to help my mom around the house.
What about the guy that, what led up to that? Yeah, the had someone from the first child, right?
Yeah, my pregnancy wasn't that good. So that's why I had a drop out.
Was what? Can you repeat that, please?
My pregnancy wasn't that good. That's why I had a drop out.
I see. No, but what I'm talking about is, was it, it's a tough question, but was it from your boyfriend, or what happened? What led to it?
It was a lot of stuff.
A lot of what?
A lot of stuff.
And what did you do through your grade 6 to 9? What did you used to do in school? How was that? Did you make any friends?
I tried, but it was a lot of bullying. No justice.
Well, back in the day, it was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was rough back then.
It was rough even, like, in my age. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys had it worse.
Oh, yeah. But everything was in a hush-hush.
Yep. But the thing is, in order to write the book and the number of pages that you have in mind, you're going to have to give me good details on the years. We can't just skip 3 years of that. Do you have
something
in mind? So from
Don't worry, we're going to make this
book stupid. Grade 6 to 9, I do not have any information on what happened aside from that there was bullying.
Okay.
So tell me about it. What happened? Who were the people in the class that bullied you? What did they do?
No, in general, it was a lot of bullying.
Oh, you weren't involved in it.
I saw a lot.
Oh.
But not towards me. Me, today, I always had my bulldog face. So, they wanted me in gangs, you know.
So tell me about that. What kind of bullying that the guys used to, like the people used to do at that time? What did you saw? What was your thoughts? What was your feeling when you saw that?
A lot of hitting, taking money away from you, robbing you. Yeah, a lot of them.
The whole, you know, making one specific person's life hell, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had new sneakers, they'll jump you, they'll cook your ass, and they'll take your sneakers away. If you had money, they will be looking at that all the time. It was crazy.
Stealing away sneakers? Really?
Yeah.
You had nothing better to do, so they stole sneakers?
Well, yeah. And then the graffiti was skyrocket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, graffiti was pretty much what a lot of people used to do back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever do graffiti?
No.
That's
not me.
That's
no.
Good.
Did I hang out with people that did graffiti? Yeah.
So you
yeah.
did hang out with people. Do you have anyone in particular that you remember?
Yeah.
So, talk about them. Was that like after 10th grade or before 10th grade?
This was before 10th grade.
Before 10th grade. So tell me about that. Those people are part of your life. They played a role. So tell me about someone in particular. Maybe your... Any good friend from that time? People you hang out with generally?
Well, I was hanging out with the wrong people, you could say. And
they
were doing a lot of bad stuff. Drugs. Drinking. Graffiti.
But you didn't get involved in any of that?
No, I became an alky.
You became an... A what?
An alcoholic.
An alcoholic. And you were in grade 9 or 8.
Yeah.
So who got you into drinking?
My dad.
I was expecting a student, but okay.
No. I saw that because I was always thirsty. I saw that for breakfast, lunch. That was my breakfast and lunch.
I see. So you were the person who got other people involved in drinking, not the person who got involved?
No, it was always a crowd of everything.
Ah, I see.
There was different crowds.
Do you remember
there was a crowd,
any person in
particular? There was... No, I don't want to mention no names.
No, you don't have to mention.
But I had.
Yeah, you don't have to mention.
Oh, okay.
Names. You can just say any name and just go with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I had like a lot of girlfriends that had similar situations as me. And we would talk among ourselves.
Oh, so you had some people who you could talk to, some people to relate to.
Yeah, because they had it worse than me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see. Do you guys used to go to any parties?
Yeah, at that time it was Hooky Jams.
What was the parties like?
Crazy.
Details. I want details so we can write that down.
A lot of dancing, a lot of drinking, a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the most crazy party that you went to? During that time, what was the most crazy party that you go to?
Oh, when we went to, let's say, we went to another borough, and the cops came, and all of us had to leave two different ways out of the building.
And how did you leave?
I was all over the place, the roofs, the fire escapes.
So at that time,
they wouldn't even catch me. Yeah, they wouldn't catch me. I was always running. Yeah, because I wasn't going to get blamed for nothing that other people would do. I was just having fun.
I see.
Trying to forget everything what was occurring around me.
I see. So at that time, you became Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we do a lot of stupid stuff when we're young, so.
Yeah.
So I think that's... After this, you start your 10th grade, in which you meet the guy who becomes the father of your first child, correct?
I believe that. But it wasn't like that.
So when did you meet him?
1991.
Which grade is that? I can't exactly pinpoint like that.
Oh, ninth grade. Sorry.
Ninth grade. See, you might have been ninth grade. Part of your class or outside?
Outside.
Outside. I see.
Mm-hmm.
How did you meet him?
Through an acquaintance.
So an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, current one important thing that we're going to have to do moving ahead with our sessions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to need to discuss in details about events that have happened corresponding to the events in your life, what led up to it, how it happened. We're going to need to talk in details, like this current detail of how you met the guy. Who was your friend who took you to whatever situation or party or whatever happened that you happened to meet this guy? And how did he, you know, eventually wound up becoming the father of your child? Because if we don't have details, the writers won't have enough to, understand.
Get involved?
Oh, yeah, get... No, it's about having enough details, so it's... a story that's true to your history, because in biography, this is the problem, that it's not fiction writing, right? So we can't just make stuff up from ourselves, and you want it to be purely you. So that's why
I'm trying to tell you as much as I can because I'm inside the bus.
I understand, which is why
it's very awkward.
Yeah, I understand. Which is why I was thinking the bus isn't the best place to have this specific kind of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how about this? I'll attach this call to the writers. They'll start working on the basics that you have given. Okay? I'll give you another call tomorrow. Which time suits you so I can exactly timestamp it?
12:30, like you said last week.
12:30, that's going to be...
afternoon.
Wait. 12:30. Okay. Yeah, we can do 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what happened today, I did plan on calling you, but the moment I stepped into the office, it was like, go here, do that, meetings, and I was just swamped.
Yeah, it's same here.
Yeah.
They always got me running all over the place. Yeah.
So
okay, so 12:30 tomorrow,
yeah.
It'll be
so
in a, you
tomorrow,
know.
Let's discuss. We already had a small discussion about the book cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's finalize that discussion as well, and we'll finalize chapter one as well. Okay.
No problem.
Perfect. Okay, get home safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.